Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, this is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am actually enjoying this long weekend like I hope everybody else is.
Well, that's beautiful. You deserve it.
Yes. Yes. And So far, so good. I mean, we were supposed to get electrical storms, and guess what? They passed us by again.
Yay!
Yeah, but now I have to go out and fill the bird baths, for goodness sake. It's okay. You're getting ready to go to Ohio, aren't you?
Oh, yes. This is the week. So, transition
boom,
week
boom, boom.
From Florida to Ohio. So I finished the last of my work in my office and am now gearing towards making a trek up north.
Bada bing, bada boom. What did you think about this new moon we just had? Wasn't it pretty awesome?
Oh, you know, and I've had so many people comment on how awesome it was. I think part of it was it's because right after we had that new moon, it transitioned over Mars. So what a wonderful self-expression of emotions that came through with this. I think it was just really great.
Absolutely. A lot of socialization, a lot of philosophy being shared, a lot of entertaining energy around me.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that I really like about this is that Saturn is conjunct with Mars fortune right now. And with all that Gemini energy in opposition to Mars. And it really enhances that basic philosophies and communicating out your basic philosophies for your benefit and really finding some enriching conversations about what we've learned, how we've learned it, how we're growing, what the big picture is, all these things that really bring people back down to their basic values and beliefs. And I so love that about this opposition.
Me too. And, of course, we still have that grand trine fire that's been sustaining itself for a while now. I think it's helping people to get back some kind of inner momentum.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of cool for Memorial Day that the moon tonight is opposing Pluto and Capricorn, the moon in Cancer. So it's all about, again, America, the government, the military, protection, preserving, all the things that we have stood for many years, although there's been a lot changing. But to me, again, it's kind of like a cool thing to see tonight in the chart right before Memorial Day tomorrow. And like I said, I'm not where my family came from and all that stuff up in Massachusetts. I was just there, of course, last weekend. That's why I wasn't here on the show. But it was good to see everybody. And it was interesting because it happened before the new moon. But all the things you just spoke about was happening even then. Okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely. And I agree with you. You know, how beautiful that the universe puts this Cancer moon right on Memorial Day, you know, because here again, it brings all our heartstrings back to home and back to the military and back to people helping people and serving the greater good on this earth. And the connections that are made this weekend, because this started on Friday and it's going to pass into, well, yes, Friday, Saturday, and it's going to pass into it, just barely tipping it on Monday. So here again, we have this beautiful Cancer moon for the weekend. It's about all the families getting together and caring and sharing. So cherish what you have. Embrace the moments that you have, because this is a great weekend to embrace your family and to really embrace the people who have helped you serve you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting because no matter how many generations you go back in my family, okay, you know, my father, his father, I mean, they all were involved in the military. They all wanted to preserve the safety here for their family and what we were trying to create here as far as America. And it's just so interesting to me when you look back, you know, at all the things that have happened, and it stood for something. There was a sense of dignity and honor with that, you know. And even with all the changes that have been going on, I'm very happy to see that many states have stepped up to help some of the vets, especially Virginia, that they stepped up to help the vets and stuff this year. And it's very important to do that, to honor those that serve, period.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we've got a few people holding on here. We don't know what to expect today because it's a long weekend. A lot of people are away and maybe having some fun and some frolic, like as you mentioned. So I suppose you should take a caller. What do you think?
How about we do that?
Okay. Area code 928, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Elfina.
Hi, Elfina.
Hello there, Elfina. How are you?
I'm doing good.
What's shaking today? What do you need from us?
I was wondering about love and relationships. My husband, I'm just wondering, like, what it is that I really need to, I guess, like, accept to make, like, I guess, be more understanding.
Okay, when's his birthday?
June 21st, 1984.
Okay.
And do you know what time he was born?
2:33 p.m.
Okay. In the city?
Claremore, Oklahoma.
Okay. Okay. Now, you don't still live in Cuba City, do you?
No, but I still live in Arizona, though.
Are you close? Okay. All right. Let's take a look and see. Okay. That's interesting. You realize, of course, that you're going through your lunar return tonight.
What does
that
mean?
And you have that cancer moon when you were born, and the moon's in Cancer tonight. And the Cancer energy is sometimes a lot about just simple acceptance. Okay. And the moon is our emotional energy, our desire for emotional security in your case, because it is in the sign of Cancer. And in your Arizona chart, it is in your seventh house of marriage and close personal relationships. But you have a lot of fire in your chart, okay? So sometimes it's difficult for you to let go of the momentum to just sit and be, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. And that's something I think you could work on the personal level as well as in your relationship. But I love some of the compatibility hits you have with this gentleman. My goodness. His Mars sits on your Pluto. His Saturn sits on your Mars. I mean, whoa. There's a strong bond here. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I so agree. And you touched on it. And you touched on a few things that I agree with Aphrodite, of course. But what he teaches you is to live in the moment and live in the now. I think this is a very nurturing relationship, but I think both of you two sometimes get a little complacent with each other, okay? And I think that really what Aphrodite was talking about is sit with this, see the beauty of the moment in the situation with the two of you, and really have a little bit more compassion and relax with it. You are fidgety. Okay. And you always have this activity and everything else going. But you also need to learn to sit back and just relax and observe. And I think this one really teaches you how to do that a little bit more. Because, this is a very strong compatibility. I don't think two of you are ever going to break this. Okay? It's very enlightening and awakening. It's enriching. You two have some really strong things that you both are so do the same thing. And sometimes that gets on your nerves. But it's really a good relationship, and I think the two of you work really well together. So I would take a step back, especially tonight, and sit back and say, okay, I know he truly loves me in my heart. Now, how can we show each other? And it's a we show each other, because by you changing your actions and showing a little bit more compassion, he will to you, and you will get that heart, that love that you're looking for back from him again.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, like, it's just kind of been, sometimes it's okay and sometimes it's hard to kind of, like, communicate. It's like we miscommunicate, so that's both, you know.
Right, and what I'm saying is that miscommunication, it's more things like, doing a little surprise and texting him while he's at work and saying, I just wanted to tell you I love you. Little things like this that are missing out of this, that if you started doing those little gestures showing that you do love him, he will start to come back, and then the lines of communication will open to where you two can have a better line of communication and it's not jerking each other. Because the core of this issue is both of you two don't think that each other love each other that much anymore. You're unsure of the relationship, and it's both of you, okay? So you got this waffling thing. That's what I said you guys have been complacent, is this because you've lost a little respect for the relationship, and both of you two are doing the same thing. You're backing out of the relationship as a result of it instead of leaning into it and showing a little bit more compassion and caring and seeing how it changes the relationship, because you're indicating what you truly love in your heart.
And it's important to respect each other's differences. So your Mercury, your communication planet, Athena, is in Sagittarius. And his is actually on the cusp between Gemini and Cancer, okay? So there's times you're very direct often, and he's not necessarily that way. Sometimes if he feels that you're being too aggressive, he is going to recede. He is going to pull back, okay? And other times when you embrace the friendship and the sharing and recognize the beauty of your differences, rather than seeing them as an obstacle, this relationship could really flower.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I noticed he's more reserved. He kind of starts shutting down when I start bringing certain things up, so it's kind of difficult, but I've realized that's just how he is, so now I kind of try to watch how I say things, I guess.
I want you to know that he thinks you can read his mind, Alcina, and when you'd fail to do that, he doesn't know what happened.
Oh.
And I want you to understand who he is at this stage of the relationship. Okay, so he doesn't understand sometimes that you still have issues. He figures that you should know that about him now. Okay, I know, and that's why I agree with Jacqueline that it's not so much the relationship is really complacent, it's just that it's been established, and I don't think he wants it to be a lot of work, where you seem to always want to make it more perfect, right?
Not perfect, just kind of get over certain, like, miscommunications and stuff like that. Because I'm more sensitive and stuff, like, now, especially now since I'm pregnant and things like that. And it's just, like, there's just things that sometimes he does that just kind of, I guess, makes me feel a certain way. So.
Right.
And I'm going to give you a suggestion for that, okay? Because you are very strong. That Sagittarian energy it's always more of a statement than a conversation with that. I'm going to suggest when he does one of those things that you go, ooh, that's just not good, ask him why. Why'd you say that to me? How did you come to that conclusion? Why did you do that? Okay. By asking him a question, he has a tendency of communicating more of his feelings. Okay. He has a Mercury in Gemini, and it's on the Cancer thing. So when you direct it to him, he's more able to communicate or feel more free to communicate because you're asking him a question.
So okay.
If you direct it in a question, you'll find you'll get a better response.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a very sweet weekend. Enjoy yourself.
Thank you. You too.
Many blessings. All right. Bye-bye. Tell you what. I like some of those planetary hits, though. There's a strong bond there, boy.
Yeah, that's a strong one.
Mm-hmm. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 561-287. You're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, hey, ladies. It's Stacy. I wish I had better news for you, but I thought, you know, one of the agencies, a gal called me, and this was like a week and a half before I started a position. They told me it was for 2 weeks, but I found out it was for a day. And the people I worked for couldn't understand, you know, the client itself. They said, don't they know what they're doing? You know, because when I went there, it was for one department. And then when I got there, they didn't know of it. So I got to help out another department and, you know, found out it was just for a day. And I just feel like it's not Mercury retrograde. How could somebody be so dishonest with me?
Are you 1226?
Yes.
Okay,
thanks. Yeah, it was just for May 25th, and I said to, you know, the agency, you know, their corporate headquarters, they wanted me to fill out a survey how I like working there and everything. You know, it's an out-of-state thing. And I basically told them the truth. I didn't fill out the survey. I said to them I told them exactly what happened. What was I going to do?
Well, again, it could have been a little bit left over from the Mercury retrograde. We've also have Saturn retrograde in your first house, too, in Sag. But my feeling is, again, you know, it seems like, you know, what this agency you're working through, okay? How long have you been working through this particular agency, Stacy?
Well, I worked for them years ago. Not the same person that works there, but the agency back in the day. I used to work for them, and I registered again, you know, and I don't know why they would be dishonest like that. And then, you know, I'm unavailable for others, and I'm on hold, and, you know, it's money. And I told them from Monday, a week before, that I'll be there on Thursday, and it was supposed to be for 2 weeks, and then it wasn't for the department they said it was. It was for something else, and it was just for a day to fill out in when somebody went away on Memorial Day. And I just feel like, how could they do this? Tell me it's one thing, and it's not another. I mean, whose fault was it?
Well, obviously it was their fault. It was a miscommunication, misunderstanding of some sort, you know, and I know it's very hard for you not to take this personally because it's happened to you too many times.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say.
I was wondering about the agency itself. Yeah. I was wondering about the agency itself and stuff and the people that you're counting on to help you. You might want to move in a new direction as far as who's placing you. These people don't seem like they really know what they're doing.
Exactly.
Some organizations are just not organized. They're just not, and you have that, you know, that Capricorn energy, that strong Capricorn energy in your first house.
Reliable,
you'd be better
dependable.
Off being your own agent.
Exactly, because I'm honest. What you put in, and what you give out, and I don't think that's nice to do to somebody. And it's just like happened years ago. I was at a job for 5 months. They let me go, and then they had this other person that wasn't a good person. She wound up quitting, I think. She's not there anymore. And then one of the recruiters left around the time that I was let go after 5 months on an attempt position. So I don't understand if that lady, that recruiter, got fired or she quit because she found something 3 months later or 4 months.
Right. I think you should look into working with another agency at this point, Stace. You know, you don't want to basically feel victimized all the time, and that's what's becoming.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to, I'm trying to do. But do you know how long it's going to take till I get something else? I filed for an employment, but I'm barely getting anything.
All right. Well, you've got some good planetary energies that are working on your behalf right now. You do have Venus passing over Uranus, which could be a sudden liberation, and that's over the next few days before the end of the week. And that would be something that would probably be either out of your home or close to your home, because it's happening in your fourth house in Florida. And then Mars in Gemini also just entered into your seventh house here, being able to interview, and you've got a beautiful triple grand trine with planets and air in your chart right now too. So I know this has been disappointing, but I just want to say you need to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and call somebody new. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree with that, because this is a lesson in letting things go, listening to the signs of the universe, and hearing what the universe is trying to tell you in this. Okay, I agree with that. For Dad, where she's going, I think this is a perfect time for you to be your own agent and get yourself out there. Forget about what has happened in the past. You can put blinders on and look in one direction, and you can be tenacious. Mm-hmm. You can do that now, and the doors will open for you. I think this is a perfect time for you to get out there, look and see what's out there, and start looking for the job you are, because you're a very dedicated worker, you're a very hard worker, and you want to make sure everything works perfectly when you're working. So here again, I think you can sell yourself better than anybody else can, and this is the right time to be doing it. Over the next few weeks, I think you can find something really good. And I agree with Aphrodite that it could come out of the blue and all of a sudden. Because
and it's going to be close to home. You said it's going to be close to home?
In that fourth house. Okay,
and it would have. But I really appreciate it because, you do good things, it comes back at you. And I can't believe somebody would, string me along like that. So you're saying it's they don't know what they're doing. It's not like they maliciously wanted to do this to me.
No, I don't think it was malicious. I think it was just
malice and forethought.
Yeah, because I couldn't understand why they told me it's one department.
It's a lack of communication within their institution, okay?
Yeah, because what the lady said to me? The client goes, don't they know what the hell they're doing? Like it wasn't the first time. And I got to tell you, there's just something I wanted to ask. It had nothing to do with it. It's just something that I kind of feel not guilty. Like, in other words, there's a guy, and his birthday is April 16th. And he wants, and he kind of didn't really try to go out of his way to date me. It was just like he would call me at not the right times. So then he wanted me to give him a second chance. He called me out of the blue a couple of months later. And I told him, I don't get treated like I'm just not a person like that who treats somebody that calls them up and tries to make a dinner date and doesn't call me or anything to follow up. You know what I mean? Like I say, okay, looking forward to seeing you. You don't show, you don't call. And then 2 months later, you're like, how you doing? He says, could I get a second chance? And I said, no. And his birthday is April 16th. I want to know if I made the right choice by not forgiving. Because some people say you got to forgive someone. But I just feel like if you're not crazy about me, it showed you how you feel. So I'm saying, do you think I made the right decision, like this guy's a player or something?
Well, again, if the person is going to do that, drop the ball, and and all that stuff. Again, it's not so much that you're not forgiving him, it's just you're realizing that this is probably part of his character, okay? Because you are a realist, both your Sun and your Mercury in Capricorn. So I really feel for you to stand up for yourself. I'm proud of you.
Oh, good. So that's good I didn't, because he acted like I wasn't being nice about it, like, because I said people treat me on a pedestal and all this, and you treated me like I'm sloppy seconds. That's how I put it. Like, you had a bad date, and you call me up after the date, and I say call me early. The next day we'll get together earlier, and you just blow it off. You know, so I really put it, laid it all down. He goes, let's start over. And I said, no, you showed me your first impression. So you're saying I did a good thing.
Yes, you did.
Yep, I think you did the right thing.
Perfect. Yep.
Oh, okay, thank you. Because, you know, that's what I thought, because you understand. It's like I knew of him in school. It's not like a stranger or anything. Like, we know some of the same people, but you said I guess, you know, his character, it showed his character, so at least I did that.
Exactly.
Exactly.
You gotta learn
so
not
when
to put your eggs in a basket where all your eggs are going to get broken.
Yeah, but
we're
going
to go to our next caller, okay? So you keep us posted, okay?
Oh, I will, and thank you. Have a great weekend, both of you. I appreciate it.
You too, Stace. All right, God bless you. Okay. All right, bye-bye. Whew. I'm telling you, it is tough out there. I mean, everybody I talk to has been looking for work and stuff. Everything is, like, done online. There's no recognition. There's no, you know, saying, no, you know, we found a placement already. You're sitting waiting and you have no idea. It's crazy out there.
Yeah, it's definitely different in this day and age. It's a lack of personalization in the situation.
Yeah. Well, we have. Okay. I think the next caller is somebody that's near and dear to our hearts. Are you ready?
Okay.
Good evening, area code 305. You're on the air.
Hello, my friend Aphrodite. This is Deanna, and hi, Jackie.
Hey, how are you, Deanna?
Well, many, many things are going on. I called really early, but I had to hang up because I had a friend call me. Her mom just passed away. And,
I'm so sorry.
You know, I didn't even know that I was going to be able to call back, but she had another call from, you know, out of the country. So you know, those things always put, like, the brakes on you real fast.
Yes, they do.
I know. I'm with you too, by the way. You know what I'm saying. So
yes.
I have this problem with excessive modesty. I was wondering where in my chart that is coming up, or do I actually have such a problem?
Well, I want to say that because both of your Mars and your Saturn being in Virgo, you tend to always see how you perfect yourself more, and you don't want to put yourself above anyone else, probably because you're such an expert in language, and you understand the difference between people's cultures and their upbringing, and you want to be more of that universal soul. Do I think that your excessive modesty is a bad thing? No. Do I think that your self-criticism is a bad thing? Yes.
How can I transform that?
What you do is you need to acknowledge those things that you have perfected, the steps that you have taken. You need to take the little victories in life more seriously than sometimes you do. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. And it's not only that, because you have a unique chart. You have an intercepted sign, is what it is. Virgo does not rule a house. Virgo solely sits in your first house of who you are, your personal appearance, that type of thing. And Virgo is very conservative. And like Aphrodite was talking about, you not only have all 30 degrees of that Virgo in there, but you also have your Mars and Saturn in Virgo in there. And everything she said is 100% correct. The modesty is beautiful. Be discriminative, because it's the glory and the beauty of who you are. Embrace the beautiful things. I've seen you, Deanna. I know how pretty you are, okay? You're a beautiful woman.
Cool.
Okay?
I don't see myself that way. I do feel that I have a beautiful soul, but I don't feel that I have a beautiful vessel.
Look at your vessel. Look at the beautiful hair you have. That is, you know, you have the most beautiful hair and skin color.
Thanks.
And, you know, you're not looking at the beautiful pieces that you are. If you walk down the street, okay, and I'm, again, this is just physical appearance. If you walk down the street and you look at women your age, you are in the upper 90 percentile of beauty with them, and you don't recognize that. And that is really what you need to focus on to really get away from that shame that you feel like you're ugly, okay? Look at the beautiful thing. Sit with yourself and say, this is a beautiful thing, and this is a beautiful thing, because, Deanna, I can tell you, and anybody else can tell you, that if you ask them that question, that you are physically a pretty woman. You physically look beautiful.
You know, just like Stacy before me, I felt rejection often enough to make me doubt myself. And I realized that this is a huge challenge. And therefore, because it started at a very early age, I feel afraid of being in what people call the limelight or the spotlight or being looked at. And I'd like to overcome that and just not take it so, you know, their rejection should not be important.
Take your chart for what it is, because you've got the majority of your planets on the southern hemisphere of your chart, okay, which means that you're here for inner development, self-development, and that the public and the limelight isn't where you're most comfortable. You're most comfortable behind the scenes because of this. Now, you need to be out in public because the larger portion of your planets are on the left side of your chart. So when it comes to that, there's a certain need to be out in the public. But when you go out into the public, you have to have that patience. You have to have that public appearance and not look for the acceptance that people are going to give you. But accept yourself that this is what you need to do out in public. Do it and go home. Does that make sense to you?
I will re-listen, but I appreciate your advice. I love you, you know.
There's one more thing I want to share with
you.
There's one more thing I want to share with you, Deanna. Okay. Neptune, the planets of dream, illusion, imagination, and faith, hadn't been in Pisces for 165 years. Okay? Now, it's there now, and it's moving into opposition with your Saturn, your great teacher in Virgo, wanting you to see yourself through new eyes. And this is your opportunity to do that. It has never been there before in your lifetime.
So when you say it's an opposition, that's when it triggers the event?
An opposition, when an option appears, it gives you a choice. To see yourself through new eyes is something you can either embrace or push off. That's your choice. But Neptune's offering you the opportunity to see yourself through the eyes of faith, to see yourself as the divine sees you. Whoa, that's big. That's big.
Thank you so much. I feel that I've been hugged by you guys. So thank you so much.
Totally.
And have a great trip, Jackie. I hope to speak to you soon.
Take care, Deanna.
Thank
God
you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. She's such a sweet lady. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 347, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you guys? How are you doing? This is Tamika.
Ah, Tamika!
Hello, Tamika, how are you?
I'm okay, how are you?
Good.
Hanging in there.
Yeah, same here.
So, what's your question for us tonight?
I just wanted to know what you guys see for me coming up, like what this summer and this year, the rest of this year is going to be like coming up for me. It's been kind of emotional for me. I just came out of a time when I was crying like almost every single evening, and I'm still not over it yet. It's been kind of trying. So I'm just wondering what you guys see coming up for me. Life has been kind of quiet.
Okay. Now, do you still live in Texas?
No, I live in New York.
Ah.
And my date of birth is 9378.
Oh, tell me that again.
9378.
Okay. And what time were you born?
I was born, I think, around 7 a.m. or 7:30 a.m. in the morning in Kingston, Jamaica.
Okay. Got it.
I see. Wrong one.
Because I have more than one Tamika on here. That's why I was scrambling.
I do too.
My name has an N in it. Sometimes people put an M like Mary, but mine has an N like Nancy. So sometimes people get it mixed up.
Good to know. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wonderful. These have been very, very intense times for a lot of people. Don't feel like you're alone.
Okay.
Things are changing for you this summer, is what I'm going to say. Okay? And it's really changing both financially and in your own personal values and beliefs that things are going to shift. Okay? Jupiter has been retrograde, and it's going direct on the 9th. It's going to then pass over your Pluto, and then your Mars, and then your Venus. Okay? There's two benefactors in the zodiac out of the 10 planets. That's Venus and Jupiter. Okay? Your life is changing, and it's going to change for the benefit over the summer. I think you're really going to find some great things that fall into place that really suit who you are and give you a security and safety of who you are. So I think this is a great summer for you, and I think things are going to change really well. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I agree. I know you've been going through a little bit of a difficult time because Saturn is in square to your north node in the first house, in your New York chart. And so my feeling is right now you're not really sure the magnitude of your mission. Does that make sense?
Yeah, very much so. Every day I'm wondering if this is going to end up, you know, if I'm going to be okay every day.
Right. You have a lot of planetary energy in Virgo. You are a triple Virgo in New York, okay? And because of that, that Virgo energy tends to sometimes be self-effacing, okay? And I think sometimes you try too hard and you worry too much, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. But the good news is that, again, because of that humility in your spirit, your desire to be there for other people, and you are a natural teacher, okay? I just feel that now is the time for you to be both the student and the teacher as you move forward and realize that the lessons that you're experiencing right now are for you to take a full new assessment of all that you have done, okay? And I think this is a great time for you to do journaling, self-analysis, maybe connect with long-term friends. I'm going to recommend those things for you right now.
Okay. Yeah.
Because you need some kind of confirmation in a personal way. Okay? And that's going to help you get through, because the summer holds great glory, as Jacqueline pointed out, and I so agree with her. And but you need to be ready for it, because if you're not ready for it, you're going to second guess it. We don't want you to do that, okay? We want you to say, my time is almost here. I'm ready. You know?
I hope
look at
so.
The gifts I have. Look at the effort I put out. Yeah.
I know I cry so much about just being lonely, like, because I think I spoke to you guys about it before. All I really want is just to have a family and just to settle down, like, just to be have a simple life, like to settle down with a partner, be married, and have a family, like have children. I just worry about that, and I worry about my mom being okay, like, and I want her to see me with kids one day. Not just for her, for me, I want it, but I know how happy it would make her too. But I just want to be around for it. I put it like that.
And I'm going to give you a suggestion to that, okay? Because, again, like Everett was talking about that Virgo energy that you have, you really overanalyze things too much. But I am going to say in your natal chart you have Mercury in the 12th house, okay? This is to your advantage as far as finding a mate, because you have to believe, and the key word is believe, that it can happen. You can't doubt that it won't happen.
You're home now? What are you doing?
In your dream time.
Close?
So before you go to sleep, I will suggest you take and set an intent. I want to see my mate. I'm calling out to him. I want to see that mate and settle down and have this. So I come to me. Show me him in my dream. With that Mercury in the 12th house, you have great visualization and can work in that dream time to draw the mate that you're looking for in.
Okay. Do you guys see me moving away ever from where I am?
I'm sorry?
Now, that's an interesting question, because you're not ready right now, but I think you might think about that towards the end of August.
To move away from here? Because I don't feel like I belong here at all. Like, I have no friends here. All my long-term friends moved away from here years ago, so I have, like, no friends here. And that's probably why I cling to my mom so much, because she's all I have. You know, I have, like, no friends here. I don't go out. And I'm just alone here. I just go to work and come home. I don't identify with this town. And I just don't feel like I belong in New York anymore. But I always saw myself moving away to someplace warm that was, I don't know, just not New York anymore. So that's why I'm, like, wondering if you guys see me moving away.
I think you'll revisit this towards the end of the summer more than now. And I think that that's okay. But I think you need to create a strategy, because you don't want to do it and feel insecure in doing it. Okay?
Right.
So you want to basically create a strategy so that you have a plan. And I want to recommend a plan A and a plan B. Look into a couple of places, and if you want to call either me or Jacqueline, we can actually look at relocations for you and help you to know what it's going to feel like for the first year when you move to make that adjustment. We do that kind of work with the astrology, okay? So if you find a couple of places that are of interest to you that you feel you would be happier, we're happy to take a look at it with you, and we'll give you the straight shot, okay?
Okay, I always thought Florida for some reason. I don't know
why. What part of Florida? Florida can be very different depending on where in Florida you live. Florida has many different venues, I want to say.
I think like
where
a lot of
Florida
people,
where a lot of people
go to retire, I forget where it's called, like Naples or just the quieter parts.
Okay.
Like where a lot of
the west coast of Florida?
Yeah, I think so, where it's just tropical and people go to retire and it's, like, really close, like, quiet. A lot of old folks live there.
There's a lot of different spots of that. You can go to the East Coast and go to Vero Beach, or you can go to Naples on the West Coast. There's, you know, again, it's very diverse here as far as what you're looking for.
Oh, okay.
So,
and again, for you to, have you visited there often?
I went there only twice in my life ever, and it was nice. I liked it.
So something about it spoke to you?
Yeah, it was. It just seemed really peaceful and still. I mean, I know it was like really flat, but I just felt like I could see myself like living here, like having like my child with me in like a little gated apartment, and like us playing in the pool, and just like living like a really little simple life.
Well, I do like Naples or Cape Coral for you, my friend.
Okay.
I have love and romance there, which means just love of all kinds, but also romance, which you're looking for. And what do you do for your work?
Right now, I work in a pharmacy as a farm tech.
Okay.
So kind of like a new career that I just
So let me just take a look at the vocation and career thing, too. Give me a second here. I just want to bring it up on screen to give you some things to, again, to start to work on this strategy of great change.
Okay.
Now, you do have actually a nice power line that goes through Tallahassee, but it's too busy for you. You won't like it there.
No.
Okay. So we want to look at friendship and family where you can maybe find your tribe. Let me take a quick look at that for you before we go to the next caller. If you need more help, you know, our numbers are on the Blog Talk Radio and all that stuff. We're happy to look at you. I really do think that you're right as far as the Cape Coral, Naples area, I think could be very good for you. But, you know, even when I pull up the map, you have a power line that runs through there, but you also have most of Florida is yellow shaded, which means you would have more potential. Even if you decided to go to another little city around that area, you probably would be pretty protected. So if I were you, I'd look into it more.
Okay. Yeah.
And keep us posted, okay?
Definitely. Thanks. And I'll
look
into that.
And I'll
Thanks. I'll remember what you guys said about this summer, about good things happening.
Good. Expect it.
Yeah,
have a sweet night.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thanks. I'll keep listening. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, I think we have time for one more here. Let's see. Here we are. Area code 916, you're on the air.
Hello, ladies. This is Nancy from California.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing great. I just got back from a wonderful trip, and you had predicted it was going to go fine. It really did. But I do have a question. When you talked to Deanna, it really triggered something in me. And I know a little bit about astrology, and I know most of my planets are below the horizon, and they're actually mine are on the western side, most of my planets.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, and all my life I've been kind of painfully shy and always taken the background. But I also have a compelling need to be in the spotlight at the same time, and so I push myself to do it even though it's a painful procedure. And I was just curious, what do you see, you know, with that push and pull?
Well, and with you, with that, you have Jupiter in your first house. So that's the reason why you're compelled to go out into the public. And you also have your part of fortune there. And what that does is it means there's great benefit for you to go out into the public, but it's, again, not comfortable, especially in fact, okay, it's a little bit more uncomfortable for you out in the public than it is Deanna, okay?
Yes,
because you
right.
do have that second half to where all of your planets are on the other side of the chart, which that also indicates that the others have a little bit more control over your life than you would like. They influence your life in ways that you would like to be able to take charge a little bit more with. So when it comes to being in the public, you aren't as comfortable. Now, you do have a Leo sun and a Leo moon that are conjunct. And what that means is that you could actually go out into the public and really do put out a presence. Like it's a show or like it's a performance out there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you have a great way of entertaining people and a jovial way of getting people to get together and have fun, but it doesn't have to center around you. And so you can always turn that spotlight onto somebody else as you create it. Does that make sense?
Oh, it does. I usually do turn the spotlight on not everybody else. That's true.
There you go. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, I'm totally in agreement with you, Jacqueline. I mean, the Sun, the Moon, and Pluto are all in trying to hurt Jupiter and Aries. Now, I'm going to tell you a story, Nancy. When I lived in California, and I lived in Santa Monica for almost 5 years, I used to go to Las Vegas once a month, okay? Sometimes
right.
I'd go there, and I'd dress down, and I'd do things really inexpensive, and other times I'd invest and stay somewhere and do the total dress-up thing. And I'd put on a costume and a character, and I'd go out there and just pretend for those 2 days that I was somebody else, believe it or not.
I understand.
You could do that. You could do that, okay?
I have done it. I have done it.
Yes. Yes, and I think that that's your way of, again, you know, just becoming someone else. And I agree so much with Jacqueline about that you do have a very strong inner actress, okay? But you also want to make your leading man or your best friend part of the presentation, right?
Right.
Right. So I would be doing more of that.
Yes. You know, it's just, it's funny. I'm retired now, but it's almost like I feel like I'm a late bloomer and I have a lot more to do in my life. It's almost like a compelling thing that I need to do some more things, you know, before saying bye-bye. but so right now I'm just kind of traveling around and doing all the things that I love. And
that's perfect. It's perfect at this time. Yeah.
Right.
Because if you embrace more the arts and music and creative types of people, it makes you just feel happy and warm in your heart, doesn't it?
It does. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. Well, keep us posted. Keep the party going.
I will. Thank you so much.
Many blessings to you. Okay.
Many blessings.
Have a sweet night. God bless. Bye. Well, we've got just about 7.5 minutes left. You want to try and go for one more?
Okay, let's do this.
Area code 917, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Anna calling.
It's Anna
hey,
calling.
Anna, how are you?
Hi. Thank you so
Hello
much.
Hello there.
I was wondering anything for my love. Yeah, I appreciate it. Anything for my love life, please. There's a guy that I like. Or is this someone new coming?
Were you born in December?
January 28th in the Netherlands.
1973.
Two of them.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
And you live in New York now, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Let's take a look. The plot thickens. Suppose it's been in your life for a while. Is it a friend or a lover?
Yeah, he's been in my life for a while, and right now I think maybe lover.
Okay. So you've known him for 7 years?
Sorry?
You've known him for at least 7 years?
No, I've known him for at least 4.
Okay. All right.
Do you know his birthday?
Yeah. 7. February 77.
February 7th, 1977?
Yes.
And do you know what time he was born?
I think it was in the evening, like 5:55 or 5 something.
I have him at 6:53 p.m. I don't know why.
Oh, okay. That could be that could be it.
And where was he born?
In Washington State.
That's what I have. Okay, got it. Okay. Okay, let's see what's cooking here. Ooh. Wow. You feel pretty lucky to have him, don't you?
Maybe. Not sure.
Well, his Mercury sits on your Jupiter, okay? So I know that he really feels lucky to have you. How about that?
That's good.
His Mercury and his Mars sit pretty much very close to your Jupiter, so there is a feeling of being very, very committed to you on some levels here. But I think that, again, because sometimes you do go into, like, detachment mode, I think sometimes you send him mixed messages.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you travel with him? Because I think traveling with him would be ideal.
He's actually traveling right now for work.
Okay.
But I haven't.
I think if you travel together
yet.
And got out of, yeah, I think if you travel together and get out of your comfort margin, I think the relationship could grow differently and maybe have more facets to it. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Yeah, but are we gonna be back together? Because right now we're like, I don't know what's going on. He just reconnected back with me, and so we're kind of talking. We saw each other once, but are we gonna be together or not?
He's a one-to-one relationship kind of guy, and I agree
yes.
with Aphrodite. He kind of takes your lead, okay, in this. Okay. When you waffle, he waffles, okay? So here again, when it comes to this, I think Aphrodite is right. I think the two of you do need to get together. I do think you do need to reconnect. He's a one-to-one guy. He's not somebody who's just looking at you as, you know, oh, we're just reconnecting and everything else. But I think if you put more assurity into it, and spent more time with him, and I think this really could work out. Because both of you two have independent spirits, as well as are strong, loyal, honorable individuals. Okay? I think
yes.
the sex is off the
yes.
charts between the two of you. Okay?
But I
really
feel
do.
Like I want somebody else for some reason. I feel like I want somebody else. I don't want to be with him. He's not very social. He doesn't take me out. He's like home kind of person, and I don't like that too much. But I am still attracted to him, and that makes it difficult for me to leave him.
Has
the other person you have their birthday?
Sorry?
This other person, do you have their birthday, or is this somebody you are yet
no.
to meet?
Yeah, yet to meet, I'm hoping.
Okay. Let's take a look at that.
And what Aphrodite was talking about, and I'll just say a little bit more about this one while she's looking at that, is that with this relationship, I know he's a homebody as far as he's not one to initiate. He needs you to go to push him a little out of his comfort zone. That's how come Aphrodite started talking about you need to travel with him and do certain things. Because these conditions
yeah.
that you come into, and again, that assurity with you, of saying, no, this is what we need to do, okay? We need to get out there because if he spends too much time alone, he has an issue too. So spending too much time at home will drive him nutty as well, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
I
think you need to take initiative as far as that's concerned. If you want him to be more social, you have to get him to be more social because he's not an antisocial person.
No, he's not. He's okay with people. It's just that, yeah.
Getting him there. Getting him there. Okay. Well, I feel because of Saturn being retrograde right now, I'm not going to discourage you from continuing this relationship and reconnecting until probably the first part of September. I really think you should give it a run for the money. And I think that there may be others attracted to you at this time, and I think that that's nice and it's complimentary, and maybe you need a little extra attention. That's fine. But right now I feel that it's almost like you need to give this a go because of the investment as well, and that there is a lot there to consider before you jump headlong into something brand new. I'm just saying that that's how it looks to me in your chart.
Okay. Yeah. That's how it feels. And by the way, I just wanted to say that I passed my exam.
Yay!
Congratulations!
More power to you, girl!
Yeah, thanks. I'm so glad you changed that date on that exam. That I'm so glad I listened to you, and you guys were great. So thank you so much.
Thank you. We're here to help for sure. Okay.
Yeah. No, that was great. Thank you. I'm happy.
Well, many blessings. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. We're glad to be there for you. Okay.
Thank you.
Alrighty,
okay. Good night. Bye.
Good night. We're technically off the air, but there may be people listening. We should, probably should give them our phone number.
Okay, well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Effernet?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. I'm hoping that my travelings are going to be quiet for a while, so expect us to be here every Sunday from 6 to 7. Jaka's getting ready to go back to Florida, so we might... I don't know how she's going to do with that, but we'll keep you posted. Many blessings. Thanks for listening.
Have a good week.
Good night.
Good night.